Even before the first ballot was cast, many political commentators have been predicting victory for the ruling Liberal Democratic Party, or LDP. It's ruled Japan almost without interruption since the end of the Second World War. It enters the polls with high approval rating, and a fragmented opposition is thought to offer little competition. These polls take place just 2 days after former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe was assassinated in Nara City while campaigning. Abe, who was a member of the lower house and head of the LDP's largest faction, still wielded considerable influence, and his assassination may result in sympathy votes for the party.
I think Abe has thought a lot about this country, and I hope this election can make his efforts worthwhile.
There may be more people who will vote for the Liberal Democratic Party. The assassination was a shocking incident. So I think people have many thoughts, but I hope they can vote based on their own decision.
A surge of support will help Prime Minister Fumio Kishida strengthen his grip on power.
Generally speaking, his polls are quite high, but one thing which is dogging him is the rising inflation and cost of living, as it is in many nations of the world. If the results tonight are at or above expectations, then I think we can definitely say that Kishi's position will be secured for quite some time going forward.
It may even see the LDP and its junior coalition partner, Kumeito, controlling two-thirds of parliament, which would allow them to take the first steps in amending the constitution. One of Abe's goals had been to revise the country's pacifist constitution, which forbids Japan's offensive military capabilities. Meanwhile, the suspect in the murder of Abe has been handed over to prosecutors in Nara, where he will likely be detained and questioned before being charged. Police have acknowledged there were security flaws in Friday's incident and have promised a thorough investigation. Florence Louis, Al Jazeera.